wouldn't let, you know, when the body's laying there, she didn't let the nothing get on the bodies. No, nothing. You know, she kept it off of the bodies. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, you know, that woman had some love. She really had love. I have to read that sometime, so I'm not going to go there because I haven't read it really good. But I have read about Mr. But I want you to go to 1 Samuel. I want to encourage us today, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. To hold in here, you know, just keep on and keep praying. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I know sometimes we pray and we say, God, you ain't answered. I'm praying and praying and praying. But let me show you something. Let's go to the 21st chapter of 1 Samuel. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you know, what did the Bible say about us praying? He said, when we come to, we must know that he is God. And that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. So that means there'll be some things. Listen, you don't understand what's going on. A lot of times when I say things, I don't be knowing it until I say it. There's a war going on in the heavens and earth. There's a war going on. Chase, I saw that when it's a war going on. And it's between the natural and the supernatural. And I'm going to tell you something. If you've been kept, it's God keeping you. I say it's God keeping you. Because the enemy is trying to take you out of here. It don't matter what means he take you out for. Some of us nice sanctified folks. He can take us out through our teeth. Eating. Doing things. This is not God, it's the enemy. And I've seen it so much as I said, it's the enemy. Amen. Enemy of your soul. This is a story that I want to read. It's not a story, it's an illustration. Then they told David, saying, behold, the 23rd chapter, 23rd chapter of 1 Samuel, 23rd. What did I say? 23rd. Then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floors. Yeah. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. Now, the Lord told David to go and fight these people. And David's men said unto him, behold, we scared of where we're at now. In other words, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? And I'm kind of afraid that we're in a place now, we see so much going on and God is expecting more from the saints. But they're standing in a place that they can't hardly move out of that place yet. You know what I'm saying? They can't move from where was they at? They in Judah. He said, we're afraid to be in Judah. We're scared of what's going on here. How can we go over there and fight? How can we go and fight? And a lot of the saints, that's where we're standing. You know, we don't mean to. Well, nobody's taking that well. Then David inquired of the listen. Now, here's another thing I love about David. I fell in love more with David today. Because when David prayed, God told him to go up and take these people. You know, he could have just went on up. Go, you know. And that's what you need to do, beloved. He said, then David, you know what you're doing. Amen. I said, you need to pray. If you have to pray five things, don't pray about it. That's ridiculous. Somebody said, don't pray about the same thing you ain't got. You pray till you get your answer. Amen. Know in your heart that this is what I'm talking to somebody. This is the step you're supposed to do. And David's men said, get up, arise. Go down to Keilah, and I will deliver the Philistines. David, and they love his leading. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought against the Philistines and brought away their cattle, smote them with a great slaughter. I think about, listen. You may be around people, you know, God is going to help you in this thing. You're going to be around saints that's not as strong as you. But you got to be around them and know that you didn't pray through for this. Because a lot of times people, and then I was with somebody, she won't give me. You know what I found out? people really mean what they say. And you say, what's she scared of? She can say, now listen, that fear is real. The fear that people have is real. You got to be, love your brother so that you can't downplay nothing that they tell you. They scared because they scared. And it's in their heart and they can't do no better. I can't help it. Listen, this enemy got people so bound that it's absolutely things that they cannot help. It'd be so. It don't work like that. You living in a day and an hour when that devil, you got to pray until you pray through about some things. You can't make a decision. A decision that God put in your heart. Am I making sense? You got to pray through. Ask him that. And I think he want me to do it. Are you sure? If you still thinking, then you're not sure. Coming up, think about it. If you're trying to make a decision for God or something that's going to change your life, keep praying till you know. Just keep praying till you know. If it takes you 15 prayers about the same thing, I will give you a right away, and you will be able to whoop the end. You're going to fail. There's sometimes people, like the sister, she was changing job. She said that, and she's praying. And now she got up this morning, she said, I believe I done prayed through on this thing. I believe I done prayed through. I believe I got the victory in my soul, what I could do. Because she couldn't have stayed unless she prayed through. You got to pray through. Say, pray through. And so David prayed through. He prayed again. And David's men got up and it came to pass when I with an ephod in his hand. That's something to do when they pray. They take this ephod. And it was said, God has delivered him into my hand. For he shut in. That's what the devil's. You're not going to fail when you get God on your side. Amen. That's how David is. Men hitting the bars. It was one way out, one way in. See, it may be one way. It's because God going to send a rescue to where you are. It means, oh, I got him now. And guess what he said? God has delivered him into my hands. It's a lot of times, actually. You know, they need to tell you something. They're just as offensive as they can be. But they thought you need to pray when you speak to people because you don't know whether you're offending them. And Saul called all the people to get David. Ooh, Jesus. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mentioning because of the thing that they used. I don't know exactly. They don't know exactly what it is, but they used it for prayer. They had certainly heard that Saul seek to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Now listen. Will Saul come down as thy servant have heard? Oh, Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee. Tell thy... He coming. He's coming. He's going to come down. No matter what. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up? Now, I done went and delivered these people. Will they deliver? They deliver you up. Because when people... Ooh, Jesus. That is funny. Now, he went down to Keilah... You know, and they gonna take care of me. So when the men come and say, deliver David, they don't say no. David, the Lord said, no. You God. You think you know whether the devil gonna do this or that, you better go back and get an answer. No, they gonna take you down. So David abode in the strongholds. And David, I love it. Read about David's life. Every time David had to do something, he'd ask God. And if he didn't understand with the same thing, that's foolishness. I want to get that to you. Feel like, well, I know ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. I know. I see, I've learned that in my life. And so I just want to, you know, we got to wait on God. And here's another thing, beloved, you that live in Ferguson. The Lord said, love your enemies. Yeah, what you say, I say the Lord said, use you. So whether you want to string Mr. Wilson up, that's not you. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. And it's so hard when you see justice. But I'm going to tell you, I say justice will be done. All you got to do is do what he say, lean back and love. And I wish he was there to tell y'all. When Brother Flippo first came to our church, it was some people that was. And he said, I say, Brother Flippo, all I know is the Lord say, love your enemy. He started loving on them people and praying for them. God turned that thing up, but God will. But you got to do it his way. Now, if you're right, but now if you want God to do it, woo, look at what God can do. Y'all just stand up here now. I believe at this time now the churches would pray. Now, listen to what I'm saying. In my heart came this understanding. And when he said peace would come, all of a sudden I said, Lord, if people would sit down, listen, this did help some people. I don't care what you said. This helped some folk. And maybe they can think of now, we people that need to be, we're talking about God. I want to talk about God today. So they could get something done. You never know. They could say, look, let's make peace. Let's try to. God has promised us a revival. He promised us that he's going to do something before he come back. And he's got. The church is not ready. Terrible thing to say, ain't it? Got to get you ready. Now, if you want to be somebody just tipping in and on the scales and, you know, like this, go in or out, you know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You want to be trying to find your name. I don't understand about Revelation, all of it. I ain't going to tell you I understand it. But I know he said he needs spots out of my life. Move these blemishes. Lord, move them, move them, move them. You better start to pray because you don't know what to spot in them. And he'll tell you what to do. There'll be things in your hearts that they have kept. They have not confessed. And he said, because I'm a forgiver, I will forgive. I said, Lord, how can we pray? What can I say to people? Listen, it is nothing. I said, nothing to keep you out of hell. Somebody said to you. Some co-worker that did something to you. Get it right. I don't care what they think. My soul is stay. It's quiet in here. No, I know I forgave. Well, why do you keep thinking about it? Come on now. When I ain't like God now, I have to remember I ain't like God. God is telling somebody. I don't care who it is, a auntie, your cousin, whoever, the Lord will give you what to say. The Lord will give you what to say. This will save you. None. So I'm convinced I can't do nothing but just praise Jesus. Because I know I didn't do it. I know me. Let me live with him. It's going to be him. It's going to be him. It's him. Because when the sister so-and-so preach and brother so-and-so preach, you still got something. You got faith and believe or what. But without God, we are lost. We are lost. And people, let me say this and I'm going to let you go. Listen. I'm Revelation. And so I got in Revelation till I got a headache. I studied Revelation, so books and just books. God have showed me how to translate Revelation. Okay, I heard something. I said, Brad didn't make herself ready to chapter 19. Now, will you? Brad. I said, oh, Lord. Because he know he couldn't get us out of here before then. Because, see, chapter 19 is what 21 or 22 chapters in Revelation. Now, but I said, I know you believe, Lord, I said, I don't know if things are in order. Chronological order, I don't think they are. I think what John saw, that's a revelation. When he come and get you, we're going to be ready. And I said, we're going to be ready. We're going to be. It's begin to pray again. You know, say, Lord, you know, what's in. Don't say if it's anything. Come on now. Right there, you need prayer. Lord, all this junk in me. My attitude, take it out. Amen. I'm supposed to be like you, Lord. Make me like you, Jesus. Help me, Lord, to pray more. Help me to want to pray more. Now, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I love it. But, boy, them morning prayers, I love it that too, but I still got to get up. Amen. But I want to run the prayer. I pray, like most Christians, y'all pray all the time. I know you do. You're in the kitchen, you're praying. You're in your car, you're praying. You're talking to the Lord, you're worshiping him. You're telling him you're going through the house, you're thanking him. Because when you start loving this man called Jesus, you find yourself thanking him all the time. You don't have what it need to press toward God like you want to. Hallelujah. I told the Lord, I'd love to have a life of fasting, period. Paul said he fasted often. But we started to fast, and Brother David was here. I'm telling you, I ain't thought my body was shutting down. And I told Brother David, I said, I'm so sick. He was back there. What's the matter with me? I said, my body's shutting down. I'm feeling terrible. I feel like, he said, that's what that is. You have to take care of your blood. But I supposed to know. He said, and I said, well, good. Then I got kind of skimmish about my blood body going to shut down or what, you know what I'm saying? God is good. So now when I just get me, I don't take that much. My dad said, good Lord, unless you don't tell, I said, I don't want no more. What is that thing? Neurologist? Because that fill out when you... Beloved, I can't start running back and I'm too old. Go to the doctor, I've never done it. So I'm too old to start trying. Amen. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying if you comfortable with that. Whatever you do. You understand what I'm saying? That don't make you wrong or make me right. It just that helps us. I know one of the saints, I'm gonna let you go, one of the saints I used to minister to. And I just kind of feel, yeah, better going to the doctor. Goodness, what's the matter with me? And she says, Pastor, don't worry. Lord, no, just me. Just me. When my children got sick, what did we do? Nothing else. You know, that's the way I was raised. In the Lord, that's the way I was raised, Brother Lonnie. That's the way, when I got sick, sick as a dog. And God always met with me, healed my body. You know what I'm saying? There's going to come a time, even in the next couple of years, said the Lord, it's going to come that you ain't going to be able to go to no. Get ready to bring this chip thing out in 2017. And so we better find God. No chip in me, do you? They ain't going to tell you. All right, y'all got to always come. You got to come. No. They just going to put it out that your medical records and everything got to be in this chip. And then right here. So I told Lord, I said, Lord, somebody got to get some answers. I said, because the people go somewhere, they die. What are we going to do? Stand on your feet. Father, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, I say in the name of the Lord, help us, God. Help us. We want you. We want you. We want you to heal us. We want you to love. We believe in your power to save and to deliver and to set free. We believe right now you got something that you need to do. And you think about it in the message one night. In the midst. Amen. You need to do whatever you need to do. Amen. I said, you need to do whatever you need to do. Amen. I told my brother that I would open a revival center, and you feel comfortable if we invite you in. So I opened the church if you'd like to come. Anybody want to come? Amen. We love you. This is a Willie. We accept you in our church and among us. Is that right? We accept you to come. You know that. Amen. You saved? You saved. All right. Amen. You've been baptized in the fellowship. So won't you turn around? And I want everybody in here to come and shake his hand. We need some work here. Amen.